here named Kim, who I always want to call Keisha because she looks like this girl I grew up with named Keisha.
Is she a black Kim?
Yeah, she's a black Kim.
I figured.
Yeah. Like, how many white Keishas have you ever met?
Zero.
I've seen one. One on TikTok only.
On TikTok, yeah.
We're rolling and ready whenever
you want. I guarantee you she was named after her mom's black friend.
Yeah.
Keisha.
Or black husband.
Keisha.
Hello, freaks. Thanks for being here. Thanks for joining us. Love it that you spent some time on the pod with us. We'd love you if you would share the episode, rate it, and hit us up on Ramona Holloway's socials and Matt Harris's socials and Instagram, Charlotte's Morning Mix, Facebook, Morning Mix, Matt and Friends. What age do you consider old?
Keeps getting pushed back for me.
Yeah, I know. That's right.
The older
right?
I get. I would say now I am officially believing that 75 is old.
Okay. Okay. They did a Harris poll. Yeah, I want to see my Harris poll.
No. What?
Stop.
That's a real thing. The Harris poll asked 2,000 Americans, and they came up with 80.
80 is the old?
But the lifespan isn't even, the average expectancy is like 76 or 77 or something. So
I tell you what.
That's good, though.
Yeah. Here's my thing. When I was taking my mom to the doctor and my diabetes is in remission, she was still fully diabetic. When she got to 79, the doctor said, all bets are off. Eat whatever. Let her eat whatever she wants.
Right.
And I was like, so all we got to do is hang on to 79 and then we can pig out.
Yeah.
So I'm hanging in there.
Oh, yeah.
I'm hanging in there.
Yeah, start smoking.
I'm going to eat. I'm going to eat right. I'm going to do everything right. But when I hit 79, it's all French fries and ice cream all the time.
Yeah, I do see there are 75 that you don't think of as old. Like there's people are much more.
I have a friend who's 71, who if you saw us together, you would think we were the same age.
Yeah, really.
And I'm not in my 70s. I'm in my 50s.
Yes, they say that, and I think that like 60 and up more active. Than when we were kids. 60 was old back. And
well, when you're a kid, 30 is old.
Okay, but I mean, like, you look on TV and you watch old shows, you know, say The Love Boat or something, Gavin McLeod looks old.
Yeah.
And he's probably like 48 or something when he was doing The Love Boat.
Right, true.
But
then male pattern baldness tends to make you look a little older.
That's true. That is true. But in the survey, they picked 80. And they asked people why, and they said because they see people in their 70s as being active.
Yeah.
And so then that has gone up like through the years.
I know some people in their 70s who make me tired hearing about the things that they do.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think I'll be more active at 70 than now.
Really? All of a sudden you're going to develop this new active lifestyle?
Yeah, I'm going to start being
you're going to wait at 70?
Got more time.
Okay.
In my hands.
All right. All right.
I'm in my hands.
I don't think it works like that.
Yeah.
I think what you're supposed to do is if you're active now,
You
will also be active in your 70s. If you are inactive now, the likelihood of you ramping it up then.
Yeah. But I feel like I'd have a lot of time on my hands to be active.
Okay.
I got another shopping thing for you.
Ooh, goody.
An annual poll found we're spending a lot less on impulse purchases than we used to. Do you impulse? You do impulse, but you do impulse at a thrift store.
Yeah, I do impulse pretty much everywhere.
Do you?
Okay, I'm not going to limit it to one place. It's grocery store. It's drugstore. It's everywhere.
What's crazy is the $151 a month on impulse buys, but last year was $314.
Well, I think as inflation grows, the likelihood of me getting something that I really didn't plan on getting grows smaller.
Right, true.
Like my income has taken a giant step down.
Right.
Prices keep taking a giant step up. So, like, do I need that? I'm trying to downsize. I just got rid of a lot of stuff. I mean, I am finding more reasons to say no than yes.
Although sometimes you're like, oh, I'm so sad, though. I'm going to buy things and screw it. I'm already poor. Why not even be
more poor? Well, that's what I did on my birthday. I was like, you know what? It's my birthday. If I don't buy myself this Kate Spade dress, who will?
Yeah, who is going to do it? That's, you might as well treat yourself.
Right. And by the way, thank you for the gum.
Oh, you got your gum again this year.
I'm still chewing.
Yeah, yeah.
I've been trying. Matt, every year for my birthday, gives me 1,000 sticks of gum. It's amazing. Because I love good gum. Stuff. I am obsessed. He gave me a nice variety of flavors and brands, but all sugarless.
Yeah. You love your gum.
I'm just trying not to like chew it all at once.
Well, can you chew now in your like professional life with this new kind of job you have?
I can't chew on Zoom calls.
Oh, you don't? Too obvious?
Yeah, it's too obvious. Because what I generally do on Zoom is I look at myself to make sure I'm not doing anything weird with my face.
That is.
I look at myself to monitor me because I have a facial expression management disorder. So if you say something that hits me the wrong way, my face is going to be like, what?
I've done it before,
my face can be very disrespectful sometimes. So I need to monitor it.
Although I find when I'm looking at myself, I'm wondering, is everybody knowing that I'm looking at myself where my eyes are? Can they tell? You know, so I kind of like, I move around once in a while.
I've been on Zoom calls with you and
I'm not paying attention to anything.
You kind of look unfocused sometimes. And then other times you are staring so hard into the camera that it makes people, feel weird.
Yeah.
I don't know what it does to other people, but you're just like, oh, he's concentrating now.
Focus.
So he's like eyes all extra big.
Yeah, that's what I'm really like.
And he's leaning in and he's just staring.
And what in my head is like, focus, stare, 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 stare.
Which isn't natural.
Stare, stare, stare.
It's kind of serial killer-ish. Yes, I don't know.
Yes. Hey, thanks for being here with the pod and reach out to us on the socials. We'll talk soon.